It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Last fall, concerns about water and air quality prompted the Eau Claire County Board to adopt a moratorium on creation or expansion of large-scale livestock operations. Last week, the County Board voted to extend that moratorium while a committee is looking at the issues and completing its work. We're going to find out why the moratorium was originally put in place, why it was extended, and what the study committee has discovered. Also, what might be proposed. Western Wisconsin, we want to hear from you. Are you aware of this moratorium? Do you support it? Why or why not? If you're an owner, operator, or employee of a large scale livestock farm, we'd like to hear from you. How has this moratorium had an impact on your plans? And farmers, what changes are you willing to make to aid access to clean water in your community? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. Or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Rod Esslinger is the Director of Planning and Development for Eau Claire County. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
And Greg Leonard is the Land Conservation Manager for Eau Claire County. He leads the Committee on the Large-Scale Livestock Facility Moratorium for Eau Claire County. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Rod, let's start with you. Explain for us what this moratorium regulates.
Well, the moratorium was put into place last October at the passage by the county board, and essentially what it does is that it put a stayed on any expansion or creation of large livestock facilities in Eau Claire County specifically.
And Greg, why was this moratorium considered necessary?
Well, in essence, though, the moratorium really only affected large-scale livestock facilities defined as anything over 1,000 animal units. As far as necessary, the moratorium itself was just to give us as a county a little bit of time to review our existing ordinances, which we knew needed some updating, and for us to study options available to the county to move forward.
And who was bringing these concerns about large-scale livestock operations to the county? Who was pushing for the moratorium?
Essentially, the the interest sparked, I would say, probably about a year and a half to 2 years ago, and it really more came together last spring, and it was a group of citizens, along with several county board members, that that it really started with, and a couple county board members brought the an ordinance together, or the moratorium together, and we met several times, and eventually that we brought it through the Eau Claire County Committee on Planning and Development, and eventually that worked its way. The ordinance then was presented to the county board on October. But along with that, there is, you know, we worked with the interest groups and the county board members to make sure that, you know, as far as language and assisted a little bit as from a staff's perspective.
If I may add, Rod, one of the things that our Land Conservation Commission, who's the oversight for our Land Conservation Office, one of the things that the commission wanted to do was to begin the process for updating our animals waste storage ordinance and consider additional ordinances or rules for the county. And this was actually coming about at the same time that the citizen members brought forth the moratorium. So actually the two processes kind of meshed together very well.
Let's talk about the water quality situation in Eau Claire County. What's the situation regarding surface water and groundwater and its relationship, if any, to large-scale livestock operations?
Well, for the surface water, we do have a mixture of water quality within Eau Claire County. We have some exceptional water bodies for surface water, some very nice trout streams within the county. But we do have also some streams which are impaired for phosphorus runoff, and we're aware of those issues. So in general, Eau Claire County has got a mix, but in essence, we do have fairly nice water quality here in Eau Claire County. Groundwater is another story. It's a little bit harder to track. We do not have a comprehensive countywide study on our groundwater quality. As a matter of fact, last year, our Groundwater Advisory Committee had published a report, the state of the groundwater in Eau Claire County, and one of the primary recommendations for groundwater quality is to try to complete a comprehensive study of our groundwater quality across the county. And in average, there was a recent Wisconsin Counties Association publication. Basically, our groundwater quality across the compared to other counties across the state, we're average or slightly better than average.
We're talking about the balance between farm expansion and water quality management, looking at one Wisconsin county strategy, Eau Claire County. Rod Esslinger is with us. He's the Director of Planning and Development for Eau Claire County. Greg Leonard is also helping us understand the situation. He's the Land Conservation Manager for the county. Are you an owner, operator, or employee on a large-scale livestock farm? Has this moratorium had an impact on your plans? Farmers, what changes are you willing to make to aid access to clean water in your community? And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Rod, the initial moratorium was passed last fall. Why was an extension necessary?
Excellent question. When we look back at the timeline, we put together somewhat of an aggressive schedule for us, and we've been meeting since last November. And we had one meeting canceled due to weather, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to look at all the particular topics that related to surface water, animal waste handling and disposal, livestock siting, CAFO. We also wanted to take a look at the administrative rules in the state of Wisconsin. So the committee that was studying, they understood all different aspects of the topic. So we wanted to make sure that we educated. That process really is taking up the entire 6 months. Why is it essential to expand or extend the moratorium? Really, that is for the creation and then the passage of the actual ordinances. And actually, Greg has been working on some of those ordinance developments. Currently, we've been reviewing other ordinances, animal waste ordinances from the different parts of the state. And so when we look back, we knew that the moratorium was expiring in April. And then we said, well, what is it going to take to really get us to a county board meeting with an ordinance where they can pass it? And so we identified what that date was, and we had to back it up. And knowing that we had to have a first reading, we had to have a public hearing in front of the Committee on Planning and Development. We're also working closely with our Land Conservation Committee. So with those things in play, we wanted to make sure that we have the legislative bodies informed. So those are, that's really the reason why we had to back up there.
All right. Well, we're going to continue our conversation about Eau Claire County's moratorium what's next. We're talking about how one Wisconsin county is dealing with the balance between farm expansion and water quality management with Rod Esslinger and Greg Leonard. We'd like to know what you think about how Eau Claire County is handling this. 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson, and for Kate Archer Kent, it's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson, in for Kate Archer Kent. We're talking about the balance between farm expansion and water quality management, taking a look at one Wisconsin county strategy. Rod Esslinger is with us. He's the Director of Planning and Development for Eau Claire County. Greg Leonard is also helping us understand the situation. He's the Land Conservation Manager for the county. What do you think? Are you an owner, operator, or employee on a large-scale livestock farm? Are you a citizen of Eau Claire County with concerns about water quality and how manure is handled? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Greg, let's talk a little bit about how manure is handled and stored and where that fits into your management equation.
Well, excuse me. Well, manure on multiple farms is handled in many different ways. Smaller operations still do, for dairy operations, actually have a daily haul type situation. Poultry operations typically just have the manure within the chicken coop and it's hauled out every once in a while. Larger dairy operations eventually, though, tend to go towards having manure storage. So manure storage is something that's regulated underneath our animal waste storage ordinance for the construction design of the manure storage facility. It does have to meet our federal standards for the design criteria. For the management of the manure when it comes out of the manure storage pit, we have what's known as a nutrient management plan that needs to be followed. The nutrient management plan is developed to consider the nutrient availability of what's in the manure, applying it onto cropland fields so that it matches the needs of the crops, take into consideration the surface water that we're not allowing runoff to occur into the surface water. There's also considerations for groundwater protection. There's setbacks from private wells, larger setbacks from municipal wells. If there's any fractured bedrock near the surface or any other direct conduits to groundwater, there's setback areas surrounding those areas also for groundwater protection. There's also consideration this time of the year is a very significant runoff period. With melting snow, potential rain occurring on frozen ground, these are very significant time periods when we can have runoff events. So there's additional considerations at this time of year for trying to control runoff of manure.
Rod, how have the concerns of farmers and community members been included in the decision-making process surrounding this moratorium?
Their voice through the special ag committee that we've formed. With the formation of that, we wanted to make sure that we've got voices across the different agricultural community. So we have large, small, we have different type of producers. So we wanted to make sure that their voices were heard. We feel that the whole process has been transparent. Greg, when he holds the committee meetings, the sessions that we've had those sessions taped. We've created a website where we put all those meetings up and any material that were that was presented. That information is all available, and we wanted to be more inclusive, more transparent. We wanted to have individuals be part of this discussion because it does impact all of Eau Claire County, and we just wanted to have it be very, very much an inclusive process.
How have farmers responded to the moratorium? Have they just taken it in stride? Has this been limiting for them? What are they telling you?
Well, I don't believe that the moratorium has specifically been limiting directly for most of the farmers. We were in contact with some farmers prior to the moratorium actually being enacted. No one indicated that they had immediate plans that the moratorium would hold back their immediate business plans. There could be something out there that we're not aware of, but direct impact the moratorium, I don't think it was a significant impact on the local agriculture industry. We tried to keep the moratorium as short as possible, and we're trying to get the the process completed as quickly as possible to minimize any potential impact there might be.
Rod Esslinger and Greg Leonard work for Eau Claire County. They've been involved in a project to study, review, and update the manure management ordinances for Eau Claire County. Greg, talk a little bit more about what strategies already exist for managing agricultural runoff.
Well, as I've already kind of mentioned, we do have our animal waste storage ordinance, which does help us with the regulation of the design and installation of the manure storage facility. We also have nutrient management plans, which need to be followed for any of the manure that is coming out of those manure storage facilities. But what we also have in place is within Eau Claire County is we have farmland preservation, which is a program for farmers to receive a Wisconsin income tax credit. But in exchange for that income tax credit, they have to agree to follow the state's soil and water conservation standards. So we have over 250 participants in that program within the county. These farmers are voluntarily receiving the tax credit, but then voluntarily following those soil and water conservation standards. Those standards include the nutrient management plan requirements. It also includes controlling soil loss off of cropland fields so that we do not have excessive erosion off of the cropland fields. And also making sure that there's no overflow of manure storage facilities, making sure that the stream banks are protected from livestock. Not that the livestock have to be fenced out of the stream, but that they're not trampling the streams or causing erosion.
Rod, the strategy that Eau Claire County has used, a moratorium, kind of hit the pause button in order to study and learn more about what's going on and then developing some new ordinances in response to what you find. Is that a strategy that you would recommend to other counties who are looking to address and improve water quality?
Most definitely. This is the second moratorium that I personally been involved with in Eau Claire County. The first one was back in 2012 when we had a lot of frac sand mining that kind of spurred up at that time. It really gives the community an opportunity to take a look at their real concerns, issues that it pertains to that particular municipality or county in our case. It gives you an opportunity to have public involvement, which any time that you're writing restrictions or rules, that to have a really strong process, you want that public element there. You want an opportunity. You want to be transparent. You want a wide range of individuals. So I would encourage it if other counties are looking at considering this particular topic and getting studied. It sometimes it may not be a popular thing, but at the end of the day, when it's done, you can say that you've exhausted the process. You've included the individuals, you included the farmers, you included everyone that needs to be at the table. If you don't, when it comes time to get closer to writing the rules and bringing it forth in front of a committee and or a county board in our case, it's going to be difficult to get passage.
And Rod, have you heard from your counterparts in other counties around the state who may be looking at what you're doing and asking, okay, so you did this, what happened, how does that work out for you?
I personally have not. I know that currently there's our Pepin County, I believe, has a moratorium that's in place. But other than that, we're not aware of other moratoriums that's in place, and no other counterpart has reached out to kind of investigate how we're doing it from our end. Greg may have some other input there.
Yeah, Greg, what about you? Have you heard from your counterparts in other counties around Wisconsin?
Yeah, as Rod mentioned, Pepin County has recently extended their moratorium. They extended it for 6 months into September. From what I understand, that may lead into a change in their regulations for a livestock licensing ordinance. Dunn County last year had a moratorium, which led to their study. That now what they are doing right now is they've revised their manure storage ordinance. And it also helped for Dunn County to create an ad hoc committee to study groundwater concerns. So that's something that has happened. There's been a few other moratorium in the past across the county, resulted in typically a change in manure storage ordinance.
All right. Thank you both for joining me. Rod Esslinger, Director of Planning and Development for Eau Claire County. Thanks for being with us this morning. And Greg Leonard is the Land Conservation Manager for Eau Claire County. He leads the Committee on Large-Scale Livestock Facility Moratorium for Eau Claire County. Thank you both for joining us from our Eau Claire studios.
Thank you.
This
Thank you.
Morning. Thanks to Dean Kallenbach for coming in and producing this segment from Eau Claire. Coming up next, we hear from one of the journalists behind a new investigation into electronic health records and the issues facing those who rely on them. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.